Requiem. Something was pressing hard against my back, accelerating me forward. That couldn't be good. No, it was just gravity, or some reasonable facsimile, pulling me down against some flat, firm thing. I was monstrously cold. I started to shiver.
"Pulse and respiration are looking more normal," said a voice in Orth. "Blood oxygenation coming up."
Jules was translating this into some other language.
"Core temp is getting into a range compatible with consciousness."
That would, perhaps, be my consciousness they were talking about. I opened my eyes. The glare faded. I was in a small but nice enough room. Jules Verne Durand was seated on the edge of my bed, looking clean and sleek. This, more than anything else, confirmed the vague impression that a lot of time had passed. I was hooked up to a bunch of stuff. A tube was cinched under my nose, blowing something cold, dry, and sweet into my nostrils. A physician, from Arb, was glancing back and forth between me and a Jija. A woman in a white coat, a Lateran, was looking on, running a big piece of equipment that was circulating warm water to... Well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you, and then you'd wish I'd kept such details to myself.
"You have questions, my friend," Jules said. "But perhaps you should wait until..."
"He's fine," said the Arbran.
He was dressed in a bolt and cord. He had a tube strapped across his upper lip. He shifted his attention to me.
"You're fine, as far as I can tell. How do you feel?"
"Unbelievably cold."
"That'll change. Do you know your name?"
"Fra Erasmus of Edhar."
"Do you know where you are?"
"I would guess on one of the orbs on the Daban Ernud, but there are some things I don't understand."
"I am Fra Sildanik of Rambolf," said the physician, "and I need to tend to your comrades. I need Jules to come with me as interpreter, and Dr. Guo here to supervise the core warming procedure. Speaking of which, we'll be needing that."
Dr. Guo now punctuated this statement in the most dramatic way you can possibly imagine by reaching up under my blankets from the foot of the bed and disconnecting me from the core warmer. For the first time in a long time, I uttered a religious oath.
"Sorry,"
said Fra Sildanik.
"I'll live. So,
we are going to have to leave your questions unanswered,"
Fra Sildanik continued.
"But one is waiting outside who will, I think, be happy to lay it all out for you.